Hello and welcome to Life on the Road with Lars Bourne. I'm a 23-year-old entrepreneur from the UK who lives in his van, hence the title Life on the Road with Lars Bourne. And in today's episode, I wanted to quickly talk about why taking the risk on myself was the best thing I ever did. Now, going back a few years ago, I moved back from Spain and then I ended up going to college from the age of 16 or 17 up until I think I was like 19 when I left. And I used to work a job. I used to work for Flying Tiger Copenhagen, which is obviously a retail company. I'm sure everyone has heard of Tiger. So I used to work there. I worked there for 18 months. And then I ended up leaving that job to go and work for Fitness First. Now, I worked for Fitness First in sales, basically selling memberships to people for about, I think it was 9 months. And then I got bored of that, quit that job. And then I went to go and work for Anytime for 3 months, got bored of that, left that job. And then I ended up going to work for David Lloyd for 9 months. And this is where things get interesting. Now, that whole time, job hopping and, you know, searching around for new jobs and trying to increase my pay, get better skills and become better in life in general, a lot of people questioned my decisions. A lot of family were concerned about me, that I wasn't sticking to something, that I was, dotting around quite a lot. And they started to get quite concerned and worried. And they'd often tell me that I needed to find a career path, that they just wanted me to be safe and play it safe and make sure that I was okay, which is completely normal. If that's what family want for you, that's obviously acceptable. But I always knew in my mind that I didn't really want to work a job. Trading time for money was never, ever going to give me the financial goals I wanted to get in life, because I didn't want to be, you know, living paycheck to paycheck. But I hadn't quite sussed out yet how I was going to do it. So in the meantime, I thought I'd take a job and or a job or two and learn a thing or two about reading books. So then I started reading books. And the first book I ever read was Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, make sure you go and buy a copy of that book. It's like £6 on Amazon, literally like twice the price of a meal deal. But that book will give you knowledge for the rest of your life that will literally change the way you see money, the way you think about money, and the way you earn money. So make sure you go pick up a copy. If there's anything you do today, please go and order one on Amazon. Please go and buy one from the shop, wherever you can get hold of it. Make sure you get a copy of that book. So I was reading that book. I was working at David Lloyd. I'd actually read the book before, but when I was working for, I think it was Tiger. I think I was still working at Tiger. No, Anytime. I started reading that book when I was working for Anytime Fitness. That's right. Anyway, so I'd read that book, working at David Lloyd. And then one day I was working late and I just really was fed up with my life, the way it was going, that I would basically have no free time. All my friends would be like, Lars, you want to go out? And I couldn't, because I was working silly hours, because we're always having to put extra time in sales. If you weren't hitting your targets, they'd get mad at you for not doing extra hours. So anyway, put in extra hours, and it still wasn't enough. If you're in sales, you understand, I'm sure, it was never going to be enough, because they always want you to do better. That's just the way it is in sales. And I was up late one night working by myself, and I was on YouTube, and I saw this video on my sort of like browse page, if you like, that said, I quit my job to move to Thailand. And I watched it, and oh my God, my head just changed completely. Something in me went a little bit like, oh my God, this is what I needed. I needed to watch this. So as time went on, I started thinking more and more about that video. And I was like, I really just want to pack up my life and just go backpacking. Like, I want to do it. But I didn't have the confidence and I didn't have the get up and go in my life at the time. So anyway, I was on Tinder at the time. I was in the dating world. And I met this girl. At the time, I had a Mazda MX-5 sports car. For those of you who know your cars will know what it is. And it was really, really, really good fun. So I had this car. I paid 800 quid for it. I was driving around in the summer. Amazing little car. And I picked this girl up for a first date. We had an amazing time. We went down to the beach. We just had a really good time. Like, it was a really good first date. And then after about 5 days of knowing her, I said to her one night, I was like, I've always had this dream. And she's like, what's that? And I'm like, I've always wanted to just get a van and convert it and go backpacking. I'm sorry, and go and live in it. And she's like, oh my God, me too. So we were both talking about it. And literally, I remember I was like, in my head, I'm going to impress this girl and I'm going to go buy a van. So anyway, the crazy me put my car up for sale, my little MX-5, because I didn't have enough money to buy a van. And I went out in search of a van. Found one about a day later on Marketplace. Was going to drive all the way from Devon to York. So from Exeter all the way to York, which is a long, long way back then. And anyway, it turns out the guy, you know, turned me down and it didn't work out. Anyway, I didn't end up going to York to view the van. He sold it to someone else before I could even go see it. So I was a bit disheartened. And then one night I went for a drive down to my local area, and I ended up down the beach, and I saw this van for sale by the side of the road. So I basically rang the phone number and said, is the van still available? And he was like, yeah. Went to see it the next day, and I ended up made an offer. I think it was £1,500. It was up for like £2,000. Offered £1,500. He took the offer, and I bought this van. Anyway, so I went back that night, messaged the girl that I was seeing, was like, hey, are you free? I just want to go for a drive. She was like, okay, cool. Come over in a bit and then we'll go for a drive. So I go knock on her door. She comes out. We're walking down the road. She's like, where's your car? And I'm like, oh, it's just down the road, round the corner, look. And as we carried on walking past, I stop at the van, put the key in because it was a VW T4. It didn't have central locking or anything. I put the key in, unlocked it, hopped in the cab. And then she turned around and she was like, Lars? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, why are you in a van? And I'm like, it's mine. I bought it. And she was just like, you've bought a van? And I was like, yeah, so that we can go away at the weekend and stuff. Anyway, she was buzzing. We went on a really cool drive and it was a really just wholesome moment in my life. Anyway, as time went on, her and I didn't end up working out in the end, but she was very into her traveling. She was an awesome human, really into her traveling. And she used to tell me all these trips she was going on. And I just could not understand whilst I was at David Lloyd. I've obviously seen this video at that point, the traveling to Thailand one. I couldn't understand how she was so like excited about traveling. Like it didn't make sense to me. But anyway, we broke up. And then I kind of just felt in a bit, you know, fell into depression. I was quite sad around life and I didn't really have that spark for, you know, excitement anymore. And I was lusting for the next adventure, if you will. So a few days later, I handed my notice in to David Lloyd and packed up a 40-litre backpack and I went backpacking. I went to Asia for 3 months. I went to Thailand first in search of becoming a digital nomad and basically making a living online and becoming a full-time, you know, YouTuber and stuff. So I set up a little YouTube channel, the one that you guys will have probably seen if you're listening to this podcast. That's probably how you found me, or through TikTok. I set up a YouTube channel, started documenting my travels and had a really, really good time. And then I ended up going to Vietnam for a little bit, didn't enjoy that so much. So I booked an impulse flight to Bali and ended up in Bali for a month. And my life completely changed. After that trip, I got back. I hung out with some friends. It didn't feel the same. They didn't understand me. I didn't understand them, how they just want to stay in one place for the rest of their life, have this job that I just could not understand. I couldn't wrap my head around their way of thinking. And I felt very alone and isolated and I was lusting for the next adventure. So when I came back, the plan was to take a job as a bartender for a few weeks, whilst I sold all my possessions, my car, all my camera gear and all the stuff I'd acquired over the years of just stuff. And then I was going to move to Australia. And basically what ended up happening is I met another girl on Tinder as well and ended up staying as a bartender for a little bit too long. I stayed for something like 6-7 months. And then a few months after that, the pandemic hit and I got stuck in the country and I was never able to go to Australia. And that's when my journey, my personal development journey really started. And a few weeks after the pandemic started, me and this girl ended up breaking up because we couldn't see each other and it was just not working. And I ended up getting really angry with life. I was very annoyed, but I also thought, well, this is the best opportunity I'm ever going to have of taking a massive risk on myself, like I did with the backpacking, to really finally set up passive income streams or ways of detaching my time traded for money and to fulfill my dream of becoming a digital nomad. So I set up my YouTube channel again. I kickstarted it up after like, I don't know, years of not posting. And I decided that I was going to, you know, kickstart my Instagram as well, personal brand. I started getting up at 5 a.m. I started reading way more books. I was reading like a book a week and cold showers, morning runs, you know, you name it. I was a complete machine and I was obsessed with personal development. And then at this time, I'd just quit my job as a bartender when I broke up with that girl and came back. And I had no money. So I kind of, you know, was in a really bad headspace. I had no money. And I got offered a lifeline. I got offered a job by someone at Fitness First who just set up their own business in a gym. And they were like, Lars, we'd love to have you on as a sales guy, part-time, self-employed. It'll be about £800 a month. Do you want to join? And I thought about it for a couple of days. My mum was like, yeah, take it. Brother was like, yeah, take it. Everyone was like, yeah, take it. As much as I love them, they were like, they wanted what's best for me, right? And I turned it down. I had £200 in my bank account. And I turned it down to take a risk on myself to better my life. And I'm so glad I did, because if I hadn't, I would not be where I am today. I would not be making this podcast. I wouldn't be living in a van. I wouldn't have moved to Reading. I wouldn't have done loads of the stuff that I've now done since turning that job down, because I would have stayed comfortable. I wouldn't have taken the risk and I wouldn't be living the life that I'm now building, which is the life of my dreams. I'm in the currently building phase and I'm every day that I, you know, goes past, I'm so grateful for all the amazing things that are happening because I took that risk of turning this job down. So what ended up happening was I set up a buying and selling business. So I was flipping bikes to start with, because I used to flip phones back in college, you see. So I started flipping bikes. That went really, really well. And I was sharing it on YouTube. My YouTube was growing. And then I think about 6-7 months later, I ended up getting my first 1,000 subscribers. And then I actually was able to monetize YouTube and start making a bit of money from it, which was wicked. Like, it was only like, I don't know, 30p or a pound a day, but it added up and I was hooked, man. I was buzzing because I couldn't believe that this dream of mine was becoming reality in front of my eyes. And then, yeah, shortly after that, I started getting into furniture, did quite well out of the furniture. And what kickstarted the journey was my mighty Peugeot 106 that I paid 200 quid for. Good old Lockie had 56,000 miles. He was up for 400 quid. And I made a cheeky offer of £150 because he had a dent in the door. The girl said no. But then after a bit of negotiation, we got it down from 400 to 200. She was happy to get rid of the car and I was happy to get a car. So I was really chuffed. And that's what kickstarted it. I sold that, bought a VW Golf. And then I upgraded from the Golf to a Skoda Octavia, which is like a big fam wagon and estate car. And I sold that. And then I bought my now van, my VW Caddy Maxi named Cuthbert, who I've had now for probably nearly a year. And who's now my home. Like, it's crazy how fast life can change. But anyway, then I ended up leaving Exeter after getting the Caddy because I met someone and we moved to Reading together, which was amazing. We had an amazing time initially. We got a little flat, put a deposit on that. She got an amazing job and that didn't work out. So she ended up changing that job to get a better one, which I'm really proud of her for doing. And I ended up taking a job part-time in recruitment because I wanted to make a bit more money alongside my buying and selling. And I hated it. Day and a half in the job, walked out and was like, I remember now why I don't like corporate jobs, why I don't like being at work, because I feel trapped. It feels like being in a prison. Anyway, it did to me, not to everyone, but it did to me. So I ended up leaving that on my lunch break, day and a half in, I walked out the door and I made a plan. The buying and selling was not working out and I was really like starting to feel down. So I thought, well, I need a plan. I need to make some money. So I basically took a job as a bartender in a Wetherspoons in Henley upon Thames. For those of you who know where that is, I worked in the Wetherspoons there for 3 weeks. And then, I literally landed the interview the day I quit my job at the recruitment place. And I had the interview a day later and I got the job on the spot and she pretty much hired me and gave me work from the next day. So I was really excited to start working. But then I remembered quickly why I hated working as a bartender, so I ended up leaving that 3 weeks later. And then I fell into depression. Like, I was really down, I was really lost, and the financial strain sadly did end the relationship with myself and the girl I moved up to Reading with. Didn't work out, so we ended up going our separate ways. Still friends, you know, we still back each other to the moon, which is amazing, but we realized that we've got a lot of growth to do, especially me. I need to go on this amazing lifetime adventure now to go and better myself, because I've realized that I've got so much growth to do, childhood traumas and stuff like that. So it's another risk I've got to be taken. And this is where I'm up to now. I'm living in the van. And the lease came to an end because that flat pretty much drained my financial bank. I'm still in a bit of debt. I still owe my ex-partner a bit of money because she bailed me out, bless her. She lent me some money when I couldn't cope anymore and I just couldn't keep my head above water. So massive respect to her for that. And, I'll be eternally grateful. So once that's all paid up, then I will basically be traveling the world full time as a digital nomad, because now I have put all my power, energy, resources and everything and energy into building my YouTube channel, which is now flying. My TikTok page has gained so many followers and I've had so many great experiences so far from, you know, taking that risk. And my Instagram's growing. My podcast is now growing and I finally decided to start it and stop, you know, putting it off. And where I'm going with this story is, about 3 weeks ago, I couldn't get out of bed. I literally could not bear to face the world, even leave the flat. I wouldn't even go shopping. I would barely cook any food because I could not bear the thought of doing anything because I was so down. And now I'm literally full of life. I barely sleep because I'm so excited to get up and start working on my dreams, working on myself, helping people, creating content. And I'm so, so grateful that I took that risk a few years ago to back myself and to not give up. I mean, yes, I've taken jobs along the way. I've done what I needed to do to get to where I am, to make sure that I didn't completely fall off the bandwagon altogether. But what I want to say to you is, all those influencers, all those successful people that you look up to, that you believe have their life sorted out, have gone through hell to make it to where they're getting to be on the journey that they're on. And this is another thing I want to say to you is, it's all about the journey, not the destination. I know that sounds cliche. I say it in a lot of podcasts. I say it in a lot of my videos. It's so true. If you don't enjoy the journey, the end product is never as exciting as you think it's going to be. You get the thing you wanted and it quickly becomes old and boring. But if you enjoy every day and you make sure that you're happy every single day by taking risks, bettering yourself, you will be so fulfilled in life. You'll be literally buzzing. People will notice the energy change in you and you will attract people. You'll attract money. You will attract amazing people into your life. I can't think of what else, but so you just attract great experiences that I can't even begin to comprehend and explain to you, or put them into words for such. So what I'll say is I am so grateful that I took that risk and I stopped putting off my life goals and I stopped putting off what I wanted to do with my life and I stopped giving in to everyone's opinions, and especially family. As much as I love my family, they always had what was best interest for me at heart, but they didn't know what was best for me. They didn't know how I was going to live my life or how I am happiest at my best. They don't understand that because they're not me. Only you know what's best for you because you're you, and that's the reason why you're you and you're not them and they're not you. Sorry, I've said that many times, but I hope that it makes sense. So I want to end the podcast off today. I want to say, take the risk. Don't put it off any longer because one day you may not be around to take the risk. So sometimes the biggest risks in life are not taking any risks at all. I'm not saying quit your job. I'm not saying leave your spouse or leave your wife or leave your whatever, but just really think about what you want out of life and sit down with yourself and get some goals on a piece of paper and take action, because before you know it, your life can change in the blink of an eye and it could be too late. Life is long, but time is short. Make the most of it while you still have it. And yeah, I appreciate you tuning in. I love you lots. I will be coming back for another podcast hopefully tomorrow. If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd really appreciate some feedback. So hit me up on social media because I'm still trying to figure out what's a podcast about. But hopefully this story isn't too bitty and kind of makes sense. And yeah, as always, I appreciate you. Take it easy. Tune in tomorrow and goodbye.